following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
If you have gout and think a few attacks a year are all you have to worry about, think again. Fact is, gout can attack silently, even between flares. You may not feel it, but gout's root cause, high uric acid, can allow crystals to continuously form and build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. Get more information at goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Hi, Tom Baudet, doing my very first tweet, or twerp, or whatever it's called. Okay, here goes. M6 has clean, comfy rooms, numeral 4, lowest $$ of N-E, nothing old chain, ampersand, I heart it, cuz, and I'm out of characters. Oh, see why this is so popular. I'm Tom Baudet from Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you. Book online at motel6.com.
Snap back to Coleman. Here comes the rush. Coleman gets hit, goes down. Cameron Meredith grabs him, throws him to the turf. They run option to the near side. Tater with a pitch to Rex Burkhead. He's got a first down. 45, midfield. 45, stays in his bounce. 40, 30, 25, 20, 15. Knocked out of bounds at about the 8-yard line. Option play to the far side. Martinez keeps it, leans. He's in the end zone for a touchdown. Looks, throws it out in a flat. Jackson makes a catch. Slammed out of bounds by David. Turns. Hands it off to Awa in the backfield. He's hit and dropped. Jared Crick makes an All-American play. One back behind Coleman. Turn. Hammond on him on a stretch play right side. And oh, he's blown up. Martinez gets the shotgun snap. Holds, sets, throws it downfield. And number wide open, makes a catch. 35, 30, still on his feet. Down to the 27-yard line. Coming up is Green. Makes a catch at the 5. Bobbles it. Picks it back up. No, still doesn't have it. Now gets it. Gets drilled back at the 3-yard line. Coleman turns. Play action fake. Sets ball batted up in the air. Meredith makes the interception at the 3-yard line. Cameron Meredith. With one back. The pistol hook. Turner in motion. There they fake the handoff. Martinez keeps it himself. There goes Tanner. 40, 30. Martinez. 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Nebraska. Snap down. Kick is blocked. Huskers blocked the kick. Picked up by Meredith on the edge.
Now it's time for the best sports show in Central Nebraska.
I wouldn't go that far, Mayor.
It's the Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. I hope everything went well for you this weekend. It's time for the Doug and Danny Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to be with you on this Tuesday. Coming up, Daryl Morris in just a couple of moments, Tony Harper, UNK, and Hastings College football. That's coming up moments. But first, we want to talk Husker football. We invite you to join us on the program today at 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. The Dent Popper inbox, home of the Armor Lining. If you need to get your vehicle fixed up from all that happened to it this summer before winter sets in and really sets those dents in, then contact the folks at the Dent Popper on the Bricks downtown Kearney. The Dent Popper inbox is Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia also coming up on the program today as another busy week rolls on here. Kind of cramming 5 days into four. A lot going on. High school football talk. We'll get to everything else. Volleyball, soccer as the week progresses. It's Fresno State week, but before we can look at that, we have to look at the Huskers and Daddy. A weekend that's in the books. Your thoughts?
Well, initially my reaction was, here we go again on the offensive side of the ball. Disappointment right after the game because we didn't move people off the ball. Then you pick up the Sunday World Herald, and Sam McEwen did a great job of pointing it out. The first stat he points out, 68 yards on first and second downs in the first half. Blech.
Sam McEwen, by the way, will be the new Mr. Negative on the press. I just want you to know he is going to take over Dirk Chatelain's spot. I can already tell that.
Okay.
Nothing against Sam. I'm just saying, you can already tell that's going to be his style of riding with the Huskers, always looking for the negative in every football game. and trying to ask what's going on with each and every everything. And that's the way it's went so far. So take that as it is.
He's the one that pointed out that statistic, and I thought, well, it was interesting, and pretty much reflected. Here we go again, second and eight, second and nine, third and seven. You know, positions Nebraska fans do not want to be in. What's wrong with picking up 4, 5, 6 yards on first down? Something we haven't done in 2 years. Unless it's a big play. We have not been able to consistently move the football like Nebraska fans are used to from the old days, and nobody wants to change that. They want us to be a physical team. They want us to plow people. They want to turn and hand the ball to Tyler Legate, watch him get 4 and 5 yards on first down, something that didn't happen. Now, watching the game again.
It's so funny because remember when Husker fan just hated that? God, run left, run right, run up the middle, punt. I mean, that was the joke. That was the joke. Run right, run left, run up the middle, punt. Run right, run left, throw incomplete pass, punt. That used to be the joke forever. Now everybody's fired up to see the option in the fullback dive again, which I find hilarious. And you got to block. You got to block. That's the embarrassing thing to me. You had this freshman and sophomore dominated Tennessee Chattanooga football team that you couldn't block, a 1AA team that you couldn't blow holes open on.
Now I'm getting there. Just calm down a little bit. After watching the game a second time, it's very difficult to have those young offensive linemen block 8 and 9 people. And guys, if you watch it again, they're creeping everybody up there. You can't block 2 and 3 people with one guy. I don't care how strong Tyler Moore is, how much he learned coming in the spring and carrying that over to the fall. I don't care how much Spencer Long impressed people in the spring. He can't block that many people. They're flying people up there. Now, why can't we loosen that up by sending somebody deep, getting them over the top, having them open by 4 or 5 yards, and hitting a receiver for a big play? I don't know the answer to that. All I know is we were very, very bland. We did nothing. We did nothing but straight ahead football. I guess it wasn't even, there weren't even trap plays. It was block the guy in front of you. Let's pick up what we can get. Let's get out of here with a win. I don't know how long we're going to save this offense for before we see all the intricacies and secrets we've been hiding.
Oh, but we saw it.
No, we didn't. We couldn't have seen it.
What didn't we see? We saw option. We saw long pass, we saw short pass, we saw dump-off pass. We saw the diamond formation, we saw the I formation, we saw the single back formation, the ace, if you want to, whatever they call it now. We saw Taylor Martinez run the football 19 times. We saw him not be able to complete deep passes against man-to-man coverage. Well, what else is there left to see? I'm sure there are different variations, but we saw a lot of different plays run. And then in the second half, over and over and over again, that didn't work out so well. So what you expect to see Drew Brees come out here and start chucking it all over, or Adrian Peterson in the backfield. I don't know what you're expecting to see. Obviously, there's going to be more plays, just like there is every year.
No, there's more wrinkles, though, in blocking schemes and whatnot. There's people pulling, which we never saw one thing. Once you get to the outside, obviously, I was disappointed. The young running back, sometimes the pitch relationship, they were either right in the hip pocket of Taylor Martinez, or when it looked like a glorified handoff, something that's got to be corrected. I think you can correct those things. Defensively, we're pretty good. Cam Meredith, really good. Really going to be a very, very nice addition to the defensive end position. I don't know. Yeah, we lost some people over the middle. Blatchford and Thorell played a lot. Lance left in the second half with a shoulder injury, by the way, is feeling much better and going to be able to return to action this week. But until those people get Damian Stafford, big thumbs up to him, big hits. I think he proved he could be a playmaker, JUCO out of California. So defense was everything it was cracked up to be, I think.
Well, I will also say this. If you're going to talk about the offense not showing much and not executing and saying there's more to come, then don't get all fired up about how great the defense was either, because they were playing Tennessee Chattanooga, okay? So, and big hits. Yeah, well, make a tackle. Yeah, big hit, that wows the crowd, but make the tackles, get through there, get done what you need to do. And the only score was kind of a fluke play anyway. So I think they were close to a – I mean, the kid fell down. It's after a turnover. Nebraska has got to quit turning it over. That's what's going to put the defense in trouble. But, yeah, they did what they were supposed to do.
Yeah, and defensively, we're not firing safety blitzes and bringing linebackers off the edge like you'll see. It was everything was base, very fundamental. Let's do what we do. Our very base defense, I still think it's a very base offense going straight ahead. I think everything was very, very vanilla is the word people keep using.
We'll talk more about the Husker game coming up as the show progresses and towards the second half of the program. But as we will do every Tuesday on the show, we'll recap what has happened with UNK and Hastings College football. And we'll also take a look at what's coming up this weekend as we talk with Hastings College coach Tony Harper and UNK football coach Daryl Morris. And gosh, it's almost been a week since the Lopers played and took care of Wayne State. And Coach Daryl Morris joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
You've had time to settle in, look at the tape. You're way past Wayne State, I'm guessing, by now with last Thursday's game. But are you still amazed, shocked, impressed by what your team was able to do outside of the turnovers? Your thoughts on breaking that 8-game losing streak to start seasons?
Well, we're pleased with what we were able to get done. Obviously, we're pleased to get out with a win and start the season off on a positive note. Obviously, the offensive production is the number that everybody's talking about, 700 yards of offense. But I think the bigger story is what our defense was able to do, because as you just mentioned, we did turn the ball over a fair number of times, and we put our defense in the hole multiple times, giving Wayne excellent field position, and we were able to keep them out of the end zone for the most part, played very well defensively. So we're pleased. We're looking forward to this week's practice because we're looking forward to making that big jump from game one to game two.
Daryl, you get 700 yards of offense, 518 on the ground. You guys are throwing offense. You zing it all over the place or like to, but you like to rush the football. When's the last time you rushed for 500 yards?
I can't tell you when that would be or what game that would be. I mean, we've had some big rushing days in the years past. Mike Miller, and all those kind of guys used to run around a lot. But, it was a great day for us. Obviously, Jake Spitzelberger had a ton of yards. Wayne seemed to struggle defending the option. Didn't necessarily have, option football as assignment football. And I don't know if they were completely looking for us to do that kind of thing to them, but we took care of business in that respect. I do think the guys, the offensive line, were the offensive players of the week. They did a nice job. They knocked a lot of guys off their feet and allowed us to get to the perimeter on Wayne's defense.
Daryl Morris, UNK football coach, joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, as well as Jake did on the ground, do you think he struggled passing the ball? I mean, he had the three picks, yet he's 18-28. Take me through the passing game.
Well, the three picks, obviously we got to cut those down dramatically. A couple bad decisions, maybe trying to force the ball. Didn't read the coverage correctly. We need to reduce the number of times we throw the ball to the other team. But, it's always been this with us. I mean, we're going to take advantage of what the defense is allowing us to take advantage of. We want to be good enough to run the football at you. We want to be good enough to throw the football if you're going to try to cut down on our running game. So we were just basically taking advantage of what Wayne was giving us. And, the other thing that I think Jake did a nice job of, I think we were 15 out of 18, 13, or third down conversions or something like that. So he did a nice job managing the game, but also throwing the football into coverage when they expected us to throw the football and still making some completions. So, hats off to him for that.
And you had 10 different guys catch at least one ball. Is that the plan?
That is the plan. I mean, you got to replace a guy like Kyle Kaiser, and we've got some other kids here. So we do want to be able to spread the football around. We want it to be difficult on defenses to say, look, if they're going to throw the football, they've got to throw it to this guy. This is the only guy they got. And then they have a plan to shut that down. So being able to spread the football around effectively in the passing game and also run the football effectively, I think really does make us difficult to defend right now.
Daryl, everybody's going to have to get used to these new kids coming in, but I'm going to mention three of them. Flanagan, Wilberger, Swieger all have big games for you and making noise early in their Loper careers.
Well, I think Trey Willeberger did a great job. Picked a pass off on the goal line and kept Wayne out of the end zone. That would have made it 14-0 in their favor. So that was a big play for us at that time. Had about three or four tackles, a couple for losses, and did a nice job. Dex Swigert, you know, like we've talked about before, brings a level of intensity, and he can move, he can play three technique, he can play defensive end. So he's a versatile guy on the defensive line there. And, you know, and then, of course, Tommy Flanagan, I've been talking about Tommy a little bit, and the first time he gets his hands on the ball, bam, he goes, you know, all the way down the field. Now we're kidding him about the fat punter running him out of bounds a little bit, but, you know, I even told one of them, said, the guy looked like daddy to me, you know, putting the ball out there, but anyway, you know, did a nice job for us, all three of those kids.
Wow. If you start recruiting big daddies to schools,
Well, it's a punter. It's a punter. It doesn't really, they don't count, really.
Wow. All right, we're getting ready for Northeastern State of Oklahoma, who nobody knows anything about besides the coaching staff now that they've got a chance to prepare for them. They had a big win in their first game, albeit against an NAIA school. What can you tell us about them?
Well, you know, they got beat by the University of Texas San Antonio in their inaugural game in front of 56,000 people at the Alamo Dome here this past Saturday. I think that set a record for new games, new programs, first ball game attendance, beat the University of South Florida's record. But, you know, coming to Foster Field, coming to Kearney, a very UNO-ish type football team, athletic, run very well, got some skilled guys that can move down the line of scrimmage pretty well. I think their tailback was maybe picked first-team all-conference and a Lone Star, so... you know, I think they're going to be a good football team. They're going to be a good challenge. I can tell you this, they're a good enough football team that if we turn the ball over 7-8 times, they will beat us, no question about it.
Darryl, offensively for them, what kind of attack do they run?
Well, they're not exactly like us. You know, they're going to run some power. They're going to have some motion. They're going to throw the football a little bit, and they've got some kids to throw it to that can do things with it after they get it. So, you know, they're not going to be they're going to line up and look at the sideline and get the play call after the defense lines up, you know, one of those types of offensive systems. So, but I think they're going to be a little bit more downhill, you know, offense in terms of running the power and running the toss sweep and trying to get the ball on the perimeter that way. So, but can throw the football effectively. They're a football team that won five of their last six, I believe, in the Lone Star last year. And we're starting to make a lot of noise in that league. So they've got 16 or 17 returning starters on both sides of the ball collectively. So an experienced football team with good depth. And what I've seen on film, they got a linebacker that I think is a great player that's doing a lot of cool things on film for them. And they got a receiver by the name of Robinson that looks and a punt return guy that looks very, very quick and able to hurt you if you're not careful. So I look for it to be a challenging football game.
Darryl Morris with us for the last minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, your team moves up to number 13, which, whatever, but that's what I'll get from every coach on that. But Pueblo comes in and Mines comes into the top 25. The importance of getting other RMAC teams in the top 25 is?
Well, I think it's good for the RMAC. You know, the RMAC struggles when it comes down time for who's going to the playoffs. The RMAC always seems to be the redheaded stepchild, you know, and gets one team in while other leagues are getting two and three teams in. So having those schools, you know, Pueblo beat West Texas, for example, a Lone Star school, and then Mines beat, you know, somebody that wasn't as significant a win for them, William Jewell, I believe. But, you know, it's just good for the league. The fact that the RMAC went 7-3 in non-conference this year rather than 3-7 as it is a lot of times. You know, we beat a Northern Sun team, a Lone Star team got beat, an Independent in Dixie State got beat. So, you know, I think it's good for the league, and it might help them down the road as they go through the process and get into playoff time.
Finally, Darryl, Mason Brodeen, practice squad with the Raiders. Have you had a chance to talk to him?
We've texted back and forth. He's excited about that. He texted me and said he had gotten let go, but he was encouraged because they told him to stay in town and they kept him in the hotel. So he was encouraged by that. He thought they would probably send him home if they weren't thinking about putting him on a practice squad. He texted us yesterday afternoon when we were here watching some film because I heard it was a holiday or something. So he sent us a text that I just signed with the Raiders on the practice squad, and he's excited about the opportunity. And now he just says he needs to continue to work hard and try to develop and see if he can't get on the 53-man roster.
Coach, for the fans that don't get it, can you explain to them what the practice squad is? I mean, he's going to make a little bit of money, but he's just kind of around as a scout team, right?
Well, yeah, it's almost like being a redshirt freshman in college. He's a practice guy, doesn't dress out for games, but goes to everything else in terms of practice at the facility every day. He's a developmental player, so they're basically keeping him on the roster to see if he will not develop into somebody that actually becomes a good enough player to be on the 53 active roster and actually play in games. So it's a developmental opportunity for him. The pay is pretty good. The minimum pay in the NFL is not bad, so he's going to make more money than you and I are this week.
Darryl, we had you on during halftime of the high school game the other night, Hastings St. Cecilia, Kearney Catholic. You indicated one more time for the fans out there. I've heard a lot more people talking about the quarterback from Wayne State went down. You indicated it was a dislocated hip. That's what Coach McLaughlin had told you. I just wanted to pass that along to the fans out there still wondering about the young man because
he did dislocate his hip, and you know that, and that can be a serious injury, and we'd hope that we hope he recovers quickly. I mean, that can be a blow to Wayne State's season and their program, so we wish him all the best. We hope he recovers well, and I personally hope it's not something that might end his college career.
Yeah, that's what happens when you recruit 70-year-olds.
Yeah,
that hip will pop out. Hey, Darryl, best of luck this Saturday, 12 noon, home opener. We'll talk to you next week.
You bet.
Darryl Morris, head football coach at the University of Nebraska at Kearney. We'll take a break, catch up with Tony Harper at Hastings College right after this.
Have a better day. Only Subway has a deal this flat-out delicious. The new $3 flatbread breakfast combo, a 6-inch flatbread breakfast sandwich, and a cup of Seattle's Best Coffee, all for just $3. Try the crisp-alicious bacon, egg, and cheese, and put your spin on it with everything from juicy tomatoes to spicy jalapenos. The new Subway $3 flatbread breakfast combo.
Build your better breakfast at Subway.
Limited time only at participating restaurants. May not be combined with coupon offers or discount cards plus tax where applicable.
Not all brake pads are created equal. Upgrade all four wheels to select Napa premium brake pads at Midas and save $50 by mail-in rebate. They're formulated with premium friction materials for a longer life and quiet, clean braking. Now with a mail-in rebate for up to $50. That's the Midas touch.
Napa mail-in rebate for $25 off per axle, valid for purchases between 9/20 and 10/22. See manager for rebate form. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
September is grand reopening month at Builders in Kearney. The remodeling is done inside and out, and Builders has added thousands of new items. Register from the 17th through the 24th for some fabulous prizes to be given away September 24th at 4 p.m. Must be present to win. $1,000 gift card, $500 gift card, Traeger grill, tools, and more. Visit buildersne.com for information on free clinics, including fast fix-up tips for your home. Builders does a grand reopening best this September at Builders in Kearney.
Builders does it best.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get that hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
Only half the appeal of the game is the action. The other half is opinion.
Can I switch gears to baseball real quick?
And that's a fact. Log on to ESPNSuperstation.com for the Auto Tech Specialist Hot Topic poll question of the day. Cast your vote. Friend us on Facebook. Tell us more of what you think. The ATS Hot Topic poll brought to you on ESPNSuperstation.com by ATS Auto Tech Specialist, 901 East 25th Street. 12-month guarantee on most repairs. Safety inspection free with any service. Log on to ATSAutoCarRepair.com. For special offers.
Mostly sunny skies today with winds out of the southeast 5 to 15, a high temperature of 76 degrees. For tonight, skies become partly cloudy with southeast winds 5 to 10 and a low temperature cooling to 49. Right now, 64.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Superstation. Hey, our last poll question, our ATS Hot Topic on ESPNSuperstation.com was asking you about how many games you thought the Huskers would win. Las Vegas had Nebraska's over-under at 10 this season. Imagine that. 62% of our folks said they'll win more than 10. 24% said less than 10, and 14% said right at 10. 10-2. Our new poll question that Merritt's going to be putting up during the show here is, will Andy Roddick ever win another major? Daddy?
No.
I say yes. I don't know why. Maybe that's the only reason we're putting the question up. Will Andy Roddick ever win another major? He plays again tonight against the fifth seed David Ferrer if the rain stays. I mean, it's been raining there, so it might get postponed.
Yeah, he's through the first, what, two rounds, three rounds? I checked the updated odds. Andy Roddick right now on Vegas Insider last night was still 66-1.
Well, you got Djokovic, you got Federer, you got Nadal, you got the top three all still in. He plays the five tonight. If he wins tonight, then those odds get cut way in half.
Well, no doubt about it, but I can't believe you're at the third round and Andy Roddick, who's a household name in the tennis world, is still 66-1.
You want to get some of that?
No.
The season finally opens for the Hastings College Broncos this Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock at the Osborne Complex, and we are pleased to welcome in first-year head coach Tony Harper. Coach, welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show. I'm guessing you guys are chomping at the bit like everybody is on the week of the first game.
Oh, definitely, and everybody got they were chomping a week ago, and we've been chomping for about 2 weeks, and we're getting a little nervous, so we're ready to play.
You needed that new that extra week, Coach, though, because you didn't have a quarterback you could settle on. You got one yet?
We're getting closer. How's that for coach speak right there?
Well, if
I'm let's hold on. Let's be honest here. If you named a quarterback a captain, I'm guessing he's your starter.
Well, I tell you what, that would be I think you're hitting pretty close to where we're going to end up being, and that's all I'm going to say.
I think I might have asked you this. Are we still looking at one guy split time? Have you come any closer, no matter who starts, to what you're going to do in that situation?
We're just going to kind of, when we name the guy, he's going to be the guy that we're going to go in with and say he's going to finish the game. And obviously, you know how it works in football. Sometimes things happen, you know, poor reads, possible injury or different things like that. That number two guy has to be prepared like he's starting the game, and at any point in time, we can pull him in.
Well, I got an idea. How about turning hand the ball to Dalton?
Well, you know, I was sitting with the offensive coaches this morning, and I said, what's the game plan? They go, Coach, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, we're going to do some motion. I kind of look at him, I go, fellas, have you seen the guys in the backfield? Why don't you just turn around and hand it off? Let's not overthink this thing too much. But that's not a bad problem to have with Dalton back there.
Well, let me update how much of your offense you have in. Do you have 100% in? Do you have 50% in? Do you have in what you want to have in, I guess, at this time of the year?
At this point in time, we have what we believe we need to have in. I would say that we're probably still at only about 25-30%. You know, we had an inter-squad scrimmage on Saturday, and we saw some good things, but we saw some things. Well, you know what? I think we kind of overloaded their brains a little bit, so we pulled back, and that's kind of where we're at right now.
Coach, offensive line-wise, how many of those guys do you feel really good about right now saying, hey, going into this season, these guys stay healthy, we should be okay?
You know, honestly, we feel pretty good about all of them. We've got a position right now, a right tackle, we're kind of trying to find a couple guys that can do that. But the other four guys, you know, we're feeling really confident with. We got a nice stable of backups, too, that if something goes down, we feel like we could put somebody in there and really not miss much of a beat.
Dort got to start their season on Saturday. Now you've got something to look at. What did you see after that win that they were able to put up against Waldorf?
They're bigger than what they were last year. They got a couple tackles that are 6'6", 6'7", 300 pounds plus, so they're going to be a lot bigger than we are. For the first time in a while, you know, they got a lot of juniors and seniors, you know, because it's a young program, so they seem like they're a lot more calm. They don't get rattled as quick. They're not as doing a bunch of different things like they have done in the past. They've kind of hung their hat on, this is what we are on defense, this is what we are on offense, here we come and stop them, and They are vastly improved from what they were last year.
Coach, after the inter-squad scrimmage, pretty obvious question here. What did you have to clean up? Well, the highest priority thing you said, if we're going to change this, we got to change this before next Saturday.
Turnovers. We turned that ball over two times on Saturday, and that's unacceptable. You can't win football games when you turn the ball over. It was good to see that the defense caused some turnovers because, you know, a couple weeks ago we were struggling pretty bad in that. But now we got to get to the point offensively where this is our ball and we ain't going to give it back to you until we score a touchdown.
Talking with the head coach, Tony Harper, of the Hastings College Broncos. Okay, you talked about them being a big football team, and they are young, but it looks like they finally have come into their own at least as much as they could possibly have. This is a game that you guys want to win, need to win to start your season off. So where do you see some advantage for you?
I think a huge advantage for us, number one, is we're playing at home. It's always nice to have the first game of the season at home. You got a routine that we went through last week. Our guys prepare. They know, okay, at this time we're doing this, at that time we're doing that. You know, it saves the bus trip and the weary legs and different things like that. And I think with the experience that we got coming back at some of the key positions, you know, especially on defense, we know what's expected of us. We can get lined up correctly, hopefully, and kind of put them in a tough situation.
Coach, that's really disappointing. I figured you were going to go with the coaching.
We're not there yet.
We're way sharper than those guys over there.
Well, we're still trying to figure out what we're doing some of the time, so I'm going to give them that.
Coach, how much when you have a new head coach or a new group of guys that are taking things over, and it's the first game, you got to make sure you warm up right. You got to make sure you don't trip coming out of the locker room. How much time do you have to spend on all that kind of things? That may have been different in the past.
Well, you know, it's a lot, and that's kind of why we had the situational practice with Wesley, and that's why we had our scrimmage last week. We wanted to give them two opportunities to slip and fall and hurt themselves or get lined up the wrong way, us yell at them, show them how we want to do it and go about our business. And, you know, as coaches, something like that's going to happen this Saturday. We know that. We just got to keep our cool, keep our composure, say, listen, fellas, the most important thing is the game. Let's not get too caught up in this raw stuff and where you got to line up. Do your job, make the plays, and be successful.
Coach, in the last couple of weeks, we talked about a young player in Jacob Jensen. Any other young players, whether from the area or not, that are going to see action for you this Saturday you feel really good about?
Tanner Paxton, a big old lineman from Lincoln North Star, has been splitting some reps with the ones at offensive line. We thought he'd be pretty good. He's got really good feet and hips, so we're really liking him. You know, we're looking around. We got a linebacker by the name of Quincy Johnson from Oklahoma City. He's just a little bugger. He's only about 5'9", but about 215. He's a national powerlifting champion. You can't find a guy because he's so short half the time, but almost every time he's around the ball. So those are guys that hopefully you're going to hear their names on radio and things.
Last minute with Tony Harper, the head football coach at Hastings College. How's the injury situation now that you're almost through fall camp?
Well, I don't know if we're not hitting them hard enough or our guys are just a little bit tougher, but as of right now, we have nobody that's out for the game. We have all of our starters expected. You know, you got your normal nicks and bruises, but, you know, it's amazing how those things heal so much quicker as you get closer to game day and game week. So right now we're pretty healthy.
Yeah, when practice is around the corner, awfully sore. But that game sure brings a smile to everybody's face. Coach, best of luck. Keep them healthy. And we'll talk to you after a win next week.
Hey, I appreciate it. Looking forward to it.
Thanks, Coach. First game out at Hastings College for Tony Harper against Dort. Kickoff is at 1 o'clock this Saturday. So the Lopers are at noon. The Broncos are at 1. The Huskers are at 6. That's your Saturday lineup. And, of course, every Hastings College game can be heard on 1230 a.m. KHAS.
Powerlifting champ. I did some powerlifting in college myself. Usually it's a 12-ounce can, but
that's not
just
power.
It was power then. It was power.
Made at 3 in the morning.
It was a powerful thirst.
Back after this on the Doug and Daddy Show with a lot more Husker talk, your emails, plus Troutman's Tuesday trivia, and how did we do in our selections this weekend? Shocking.
And it's 2009 AL MVP Joe Mauer stepping up to the shower. He turns on the water, wets down his hair, and reaches for the Head and Shoulders. Mauer knows Head and Shoulders is for more than just dandruff. It does 7 great things for his scalp and hair. And here comes the squeeze. He's washing. That hair's going to look out of this world.
Joe Mauer.
Yes.
Enough with the sportscaster impressions.
Oh, sorry. I mean,
sorry. Just thinking out loud.
Head and Shoulders, 7 benefits, 1 bottle. Official shampoo of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Home Depot has lowered prices on products all over the store, and we're not done yet. Every week, you'll find new ways to stretch your home improvement dollar and get more project for your money. Ways to keep your home in better shape and turn the dollars you've got into more than you expected. Change your home improvement plans. Plan to get more done with guaranteed low prices, now even lower. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Fredericks and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Mostly sunny skies today with winds out of the southeast 5 to 15, a high temperature of 76 degrees. For tonight, skies become partly cloudy with southeast winds 5 to 10 and a low temperature cooling to 49. Right now, 64. Is you with me? I got your back, boy. But let's get it. I don't want this out.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox here in just a moment after we remind you that all the guests on the Doug and Daddy Show taken care of by our friends at BK, two locations in Kearney, also Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. If you're looking for an icy little treat, try a frozen Coke, a cherry Coke today. Cherry little yum yum for only a dollar, all sizes at BK. Here's what we've got. Jeff, your Powder Blue Royals fan, which we haven't even talked much about lately, because why? As Maryland took the field and people over the age of 30 covered their eyes in disgust, kids everywhere, including my 10-year-old, said, "Those helmets are cool." Everyone is talking Terps football today. Goal accomplished, Under Armour. Go Royals.
That's the only thing they accomplished. I guess
they won the football game.
They only won the football game, too. I didn't hear a lot, but if everybody's talking about you, supposedly it's a state flag of Maryland that's represented in those uniforms they put together. Yeah, Mark May liked them, so there's a big shock there because everybody else is going the other way on that. But
speaking of who got what right, let's go to our Big Dally Delly's pick 'em. Congratulations to Sean. He's a winner in the season opener. Oh, God. He missed UCLA-Houston, Boston College Northwestern, and Mississippi BYU. Amazingly enough, he went 7-3. I got two of those three right and went 4-6. Yeesh, Daddy, 5-5. We both had Miami. We had TCU. Oh, man, just brutal. Just brutal. I had Boise State, so did Sean. Of course, my Colorado didn't come through. So congratulations. Merritt actually went 7-3 as well, but as with most things on this show, he doesn't count. So congratulations to Sean. He is into the finals for whatever our grand prize will be at the end of the year.
And even wrote Merritt's down so he didn't get a cheat this year like he did last year to beat us. So we checked those out. He actually did go 7-3.
Irish Ken says it's a good thing that the state of Nebraska has invested heavily in tourism, because I suspect since the Nebraska football team has resurrected the old dinosaur fossil offense known as the option, we'll have a large influx of archaeologists to study this wonder of yesteryear. There may be one good thing to come out of this, however. It may entice H-Man to reappear, since he was a big fan of it and the single wing. Irish Ken.
Nothing about Notre Dame in there, Irish Ken.
Imagine that!
I figured there would be another paragraph.
They should have won that football game. I mean, they were the better team, and they kept turning it over in the storms and all that. But, yeah, credit South Florida. Good. I'm not destroyed for whoever won that football game.
Lou Hall said if he'd been married to Skip's mother for 50 years. If he didn't pick Skip, he wouldn't be married for 51. So he took South Florida. By the way, so I apologize to the bookies all across Central Nebraska, the three-team parlay, double shock power play of the year.
Daddy starts out perfect.
Boom.
3-0. Now, you didn't start perfect. You went 2-2 Thursday. But your first weekend selections, 3-0, because the Fighting Soliches, they covered.
Dominating fashion.
New Mexico in the crap game of the week beat Colorado State, or they covered. How'd that finish?
It was a four-point game.
And Oklahoma rolled Tulsa. So Colorado State won.
Yes.
But New Mexico covered.
14-10, I believe the score was of that. Also got a text message. I text messaged my friend Noah Keller from Ohio after the game. Said, congratulations. Hughes win. Thanks for dominating for me and my selfish reasons. He texts back and said, ha, nice pick. Nice picking, Daddy. By the way, we got a Tony Davis on our football team. I said, he must be really cool. I said, does he look like me? I said, he's black. So, yes, very similar in the summer.
Very dark, yes. Very dark. There you go.
So we're going to get after it again this week, folks. Now I'm rolling with confidence, so I'll be throwing out a lot more selections. We should kill this streak very, very soon.
Oh, man. We have slipped into a tie for first now in the Hastings Tribune selections as we went 7-3, which is, I thought, very good over the weekend. But Vince, sports editor, went 9-1, so we're tied at the top. We're still like four ahead of everybody else.
Vince? Send Doug an email. Let us know. You putting your picks in before?
Yeah, all of a sudden these Trib guys, yeah, this is who we had. Whatever. Yeah, sure. Yep. Mm-hmm. Eh. We'll talk a lot about the high school football weekend coming up tomorrow. Bob Jensen will join us. And don't forget, tomorrow we are at Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill for Husker Lunch number 2. Stephen M. Sipple from the Lincoln Journal-Star will be joining us. Come on into Bullseyes. We love to have you. The folks at Bullseyes are outstanding. It's a great sports bar in Hastings, and the best, of course. And we would just love to see you tomorrow. Our show from 11 to 12, then Sip will be talking about the Huskers game 1 and answering all of your Husker football questions between 12 and 1 tomorrow at Bullseyes Sports Bar and Grill in Hastings.
And don't forget, we will be there this Friday night. But you talked about high school football a little bit. 2-0 Kearney, 2-0 Grand Island. I know the only two Class A teams. We get out west of North Platte just to tickle the coverage area out there. But the only two Class A teams meet on the gridiron this Friday night. So should be some great games out there. That is certainly one of the marquee games across the state, though.
And the new top 10's out. Not a whole bunch of weird changes in there. More about that tomorrow. Also, something that got lost in the shuffle because they released this on Friday afternoon. Great timing, Nebraska. They released their baseball schedule. UNK is at Nebraska, but it will not be the home opener like it's been in the past. It'll be the day after the home opener. Kansas State will come in for the home opener Tuesday, March 6th, then UNK on Wednesday, March 7th, and then Cal comes in for a four-game series March 9th through March the 12th. That's the weekend of Boys State basketball, so the Huskers are at home. So if the weather's nice, you can check out some baseball as well. Nebraska will go to Arizona to play Gonzaga to open the season February 17th through the 19th. Then they go down to Texas, where they'll play Texas A&M Corpus Christi, UNLV, and Utah twice. Then they're back in the Dairy Queen Classic in the Dome in Minneapolis, where they will face Minnesota, West Virginia, and New Mexico State.
Awesome. I really like that they're back in that Dairy Queen Classic in Minneapolis. It's a great that time of year in the Midwest, and people are heading to Minneapolis to check out the football digs. It's a, you know, you're looking for a little weekend getaway to check out the Husker baseball team. Really fun time, and they're treated very well. There's nobody in that stadium. You get great seats. You get to see them up close and personal. So it's great to see them back in that event.
Also, Hastings College soccer teams both won yesterday. UNK women struggled but came back to beat Fort Hays State. And so there you go. Also, we know that people like to talk smack. Sean just emailed us, said, I just got in my truck. How'd my picks do? Whatever, Sean. Your picks went 7-3. That's how they did. And you win, so you're in the finals. You're in the finals. Every Friday, somebody wins a Big Daddy's Deli combo meal and a Doug and Daddy t-shirt. And then if you can defeat us, which is getting easier by the moment, you are into the finals.
How does merit beat us?
No knowledge. It's like why we never win basketball pools. You get beat by people with no knowledge of the situation. He picked all the teams that wore orange like the Dolphins.
Well, I'm going to pick all.
And I like turtles.
And he likes turtles. It's even creepier. That's even creepier. You know what? On a little Husker note, getting back to the Huskers a little bit, huge, huge shout-out. How many questions did Brett Maher answer?
That's exactly right. I tried to tell everybody, don't worry about this kid. He's going to be fine. Like I said, if it wasn't for Alex Henry being right before him, you would never have thought this was a weakness or potential weakness for the football team. Yesterday, named the Big Ten co special teams player of the week, and then named the national place kicker of the week. And he talks about just having a great, great game, a perfect day. I mean, he's 4-for-4 on field goals. The first one that you ever kick is a 50-yarder into a pretty stiff wind. You make a 48-yarder, you hit two more, you have four punts, averaging 52 yards, perfect day.
I was pretty blessed to have a pretty good day that didn't really have a lot of ups and downs, and I know that'll come throughout the year. So I'm going to, you know, keep working hard and try and duplicate that every week.
Of course, obviously he was asked about Alex Henry and following up in his footsteps. He says somebody he can look up to, but also somebody that's helped him.
I think it provided some motivation, but at the same time, I understand what a great career he had, and to go out there and expect to have a career like him is probably a little bit far-fetched. So I just tried to stay grounded, and I actually was lucky enough to be able to work with him some before he went to Philadelphia. So he's a great friend and has been a great mentor to me.
And so we're going to hear more from Jared Crick here in a moment. Not so much about the football, but the pregame. I always like that first one. Is the tunnel walk going to suck this year? Is it going to be great or what? It was in between. It was good. But it was different. Because they did the whole presentation, and then they didn't do the follow it up the red carpet, and then the doors open, the smoke comes, and they walk down the tunnel. It went straight to the doors opening with the captains and the team holding hands and Jared Crick holding the American flag, and that was something new, something we hadn't seen since 9/11. And, of course, Nebraska has another home game this Saturday, so if they were just doing it for the 9/11 purpose, then that would have been this upcoming week. That's not the reason why. We'll find out why that was from Jared Crick in an exclusive Doug and Daddy ESPN radio interview after this.
Hi, folks. John Shambi here, and I've got big news for allergy sufferers. The number one prescribed antihistamine, Allegra, is now available without a prescription. The same exact allergy medicine, same full prescription strength, right on the shelf. Among OTC brands, only Allegra delivers fast, non-drowsy, 24-hour relief for your toughest allergy symptoms. Allegra starts working one to relieve sneezing, runny, itchy, watery eyes, and itchy nose or throat, all without drowsiness. In fact, Allegra doesn't have any warnings about important everyday activities while taking it, like being careful while driving or operating machinery. Full prescription strength relief without any of that fuzzy, groggy feeling you may get from other medicines. And Allegra works all day long. Choose one a day or two a day tablets. For added relief from congestion and sinus pressure, choose new Allegra D. Big news, full prescription strength now without a prescription over the counter. Get it all with Allegra. Now on the shelf at your local retailer. Use as directed.
I'm Doug Duda with the Sports Minute on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. The Nebraska football team will host Fresno State Saturday at 6 on the Big Ten Network. The UNK football team has their home opener Saturday at noon against Northeastern State of Oklahoma. And the Hastings College football team opens their season against Dort Saturday in Hastings at 1 o'clock. In volleyball, 11th-ranked Nebraska hosts the Emeritus Players Challenge, welcoming in Creighton Thursday, St. Mary's Friday, and Weber State Saturday afternoon. Hastings College opens conference play at Doan Wednesday, then hosts the Quality Hotel Classic this weekend. UNK will welcome in the College of St. Mary Wednesday and host the Best Western Renza Classic this weekend. In soccer, the Hastings men will host Oklahoma Baptist Friday and Hannibal LaGrange Saturday, while the Hastings College women will be at Bellevue Friday and hosting York on Sunday. The UNK women's soccer team travels to Sioux Falls, South Dakota to battle Augustana Friday and Minnesota Crookston Sunday. And that's a Sports Minute on ESPN.
It's another exciting Friday night of high school football coming your way this week on our network of stations and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. On ESPN 1460, the Kearney Catholic Stars host North Platte St. Pat's. On ESPN 1550, Hastings High will welcome in Holdridge. On Classic Hits 98.9, the Kearney High Bearcats welcome in Grand Island. And on the Breeze 94.5, Hastings St. Cecilia takes on Blue Hill. All games kick off at 7 o'clock this Friday night.
Mostly sunny skies today with winds out of the southeast 5 to 15, a high temperature of 76 degrees. For tonight, skies become partly cloudy with southeast winds 5 to 10 and a low temperature cooling to 49. Right now, 64.
Show Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We're going to be busy on the road in the next few days. Next week, Husker Harvest Days. Come out and see us a couple of times. On Tuesday, we'll be at T&L Irrigation talking about how great the season was for them and how you can get ready this fall for another great harvest with all of the great products at T&L. Plus, on Wednesday, we'll be back over at the Dyna-Grow booth, seeing Lauren and Dave and all the folks there. Put those two together, and it's going to be a great couple of days next week at the Husker Harvest Days. And this Friday, getting you ready for the NFL season, we're going to be at Jersey's, where lunch is under $6 daily. We'll be there at Jersey's from 11 to 12 on Friday, doing everything that we always do. Daddy will make our picks. We'll have our pigskin pick 'em. We'll be talking about high school, college, and NFL games, and it'll be this Friday from 11 to 12. Don't forget, Tuesday, happy day, because it's happy hour all day long. You know, why not have that after a Monday? We're just going, what? Really? All day Tuesday, happy. Like to play Keno? Boom, there for you. Like to tear open some pickle cards? There. Free Wi-Fi. You fantasy geeks, you can get up there with your computers and you can keep up to date with everything while you're watching your favorite NFL games. Your true neighborhood sports bar with the grill and the game are always on, and where Doug and Daddy will be Friday from 11 to 12. Come have lunch Friday or any day at Jersey Sports Bar and Grill on the north edge of Kearney. Glad to have you along with us, and we'll see you there Friday.
Is it that time?
No, it's not that time.
Let's do it.
Are you ready, Merritt? Yeah, it wasn't that time. A couple other things before we move on. We talked about Maher. We talked about UNK. Spitzelberger, the offensive player of the week in volleyball. Nebraska falls to number 11. Wow. And a lot is being made here locally about this, but not much across the state, and I wonder why. UNK swept Colorado State this spring, and that's not just playing around. UNK swept Colorado State. Colorado State beats Nebraska in five sets. And Nebraska just crushed them in the first two, and then it's just like, da-da-da-da-da. And they could never get the momentum back, and they lose to Colorado State. Not good.
No, not good at all. And, you know, I guess if they talked about how young this team was and the people that were contributing, got to learn to win, they should have followed in those, you know, you don't lose to teams like Colorado State if you're Nebraska in volleyball.
There are three Big Ten teams ranked ahead of Nebraska. It didn't matter what Nebraska really did in the Big 12. Iowa State probably was ranked ahead of them once, and then you had Texas. Penn State second, Illinois fourth, Minnesota sixth, Nebraska 11th, Purdue 13th, Michigan 20th, Ohio State 25th. Nebraska has the Emeritus Challenge. Creighton, St. Mary's, and Weber State. Blah.
Yeah.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday. UNK moves up to number 5 after a perfect weekend. Metro State is 9th. Wayne State is 10th. Regis is 25th. The Lopers' Jenna Rose is the RMAC setter of the week. And Hastings College had a pretty good weekend, going 3-1 at the Bruin Labor Day Classic in Bellevue. Their three wins were all sweeps over St. Mary, Benedictine, and Baker. They lost in four games to the host, Bellevue. They will open conference play at Doan tomorrow and then host Dakota State, College of the Ozarks, School of Mines, and Southern Nazarene in the Quality Hotel Classic this weekend. For UNK, they're home against College of St. Mary. Dun-da-dun! And then they will have their weekend tournament Friday and Saturday as well. As we went into break, we told you about Jared Crick and bringing out the American flag. And Coach Pelini had talked about it. I think Jared and some of the guys at Big Ten Media Day had told us about the inspirational speakers. They brought in Navy SEALs before. They brought in other people, but this is directly related to the Navy SEALs. And I asked Jared after the game Saturday what the significance of the flag was.
During the fall camp, Navy SEAL Jack Riggins came and talked to us, and he gave us that flag. He had carried it in Afghanistan, Iraq, everywhere he's been for, you know, the last 8 years. So he gave that as a gift to us, and I just was so lucky to be chosen to carry it out. So hope I look good doing it.
And I don't think he meant look good by look tough. He didn't want to disrespect anything to do with the flag. Jared says he's not sure how he was selected to do this, and he's not sure how the process will move on from here, but he expects that they'll do it every week.
I don't know how it works. I just, you know, Coach came up and said, hey, would you like to carry the flag? And, you know, I'm not going to be the guy to turn it down to carry our flag. So it was a cool thing. I don't know if I'm going to do it next week. We might rotate guys in and out who do it, but definitely a cool experience, you know, being the Patriot I am.
As you look at this, I still have to bring this up, and I don't know the answer to this, Tony, but in the world that we live in, when I was a kid, I'm not even sure how much it would affected you. Your parents, your uncles and aunts, I mean, they were all directly involved in either being in the military or there now. I mean, back when we were growing up, we were just coming out of wars, whether it was Vietnam or Korea, and There is Desert Storm, and we do have people overseas right now, but I guess what I'm trying to say, the way that war is looked at now, or our great men and women that are overseas serving now, doesn't seem to be the same as those wars where thousands of people were losing their lives, and there was only one or two ways you could keep up on things like that, and that was Walter Cronkite coming on, or pick whoever you want, coming on and bringing you the news. And when Edward R. Murrow was over there at the war, I mean, that was a big deal. Now,
well, you're talking about the draft also affecting a lot more people than just people that are enlisting.
And I wonder, even for this football team, as much as they can be told, outside of the young man that was on the team, Foy, that didn't get to play much last year, and he was 26 or 27, how much these young men, they can understand the words, but do they really know? I mean, because how many of their buddies have come back from war? I mean, they may be there, but you're still talking 18, 19. I wonder how many of them get it, I guess. I hope I said that the right way. I just wonder how many of them get it.
Well, I think there's enough, even social media out there, that they probably have a pretty good understanding, and I think there's enough, maybe convoys or troops, or I'm not using the companies, leaving from whether, you know, especially around Lincoln, Omaha, Hastings, wherever, that I think that relates to somebody. I still think you know somebody, or it affects somebody very close to you's lives.
Yeah, I think you're right. And most of this is volunteers that we have that have been going from the National Guard and pick. You can go all down the line there. You're not in high school one day and getting drafted to go overseas the next.
No.
You know, where it's a shock to your system. You're going, I'm not a soldier. I mean, right now you get to choose to be a soldier, and you can prepare to be a soldier, and you can be a tough guy or a tough gal, or mentally do what you want to do in that profession. So interesting to see anytime that the young folks, and it's good to see, though, that they represent and want to represent their country with that kind of a gesture. Let's hear more from Jared maybe later on in the week, but right now it's time for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, 888-455-ESPN. Daddy's got a little game he wants to play today. I think it's kind of easy, folks, so let's find out. 888-455-3776. If you've not won in the last 2 months, you are eligible. And the first person to get one of these right, $25 gift card to Troutman's Quality Meats, where it's tailgating season, whether you're out for football at the high school or college level, or you're just getting ready for a big feed for the opening week of the NFL season. Troutman's will take care of you. Let's go to the phone lines, and who are we chatting with?
It's Tim.
Hey, Tim. I'm going to give you the new college coach. Like when I say Paul Pasqualoni at the University of Connecticut, what team was he with a year ago? If I gave you that one, you'd say, well, he was with the Dallas Cowboys. You're correct. Most of these are college, going to college. If I say Will Muschamp, you'd say Texas. Okay, that would be the answer. You'd win $25 gift card, okay?
Right.
Yeah, I mean, if I said Al Golden, you would say he was a coach at Temple last year. That's where he was at.
Okay. Well, what do we got? What do we got, Daddy?
And I okay, Dan McCarney.
Where's he at now?
Dan McCarney is now at North Texas. He's a head coach at North Texas. Where was he a year ago?
I was coaching in the pros. I don't know. No idea.
Okay. Thanks for the phone call. Try back 1-888-455-3776. Who are we speaking with?
Jason.
Dave Doran is the head coach at Northern Illinois. Where was he coaching at last year?
Dallas.
He was not at Dallas with Paul Pasqualoni. He was not on that staff. Thanks for calling. Call back again. Who are we speaking with?
This is Mike.
Mike, Todd Graham is the head coach at Pittsburgh. Where was he at a year ago?
He was at Tulsa.
Oh, gosh. Very, very good. Stay on the line. You're the winner of a gift card at Tuesday Troutman's Trivia.
Awesome. Awesome.
Northern Illinois, Dave Doran. He was a defensive coordinator at Wisconsin. Little Big Ten tie-in there. That's what I was going with. Todd Graham, of course, Tulsa was correct. Gosh, that's just...
Dan McCarney.
Dan McCarney was at Florida a year ago.
Really?
So, yes, now back at the head coach in North Texas. He was a defensive line coach at Florida a year ago. He was South Florida. I thought that would have been the guess most people gave, but I thought maybe we'd get a few more down the list. Down the list. Doug, if I gave you James Franklin's at Vanderbilt, where was he at?
Oral Roberts.
He was at Maryland.
Oh.
He was at Maryland.
The new top 25 is out, but it sure isn't telling us much here, is it? Short story. Doesn't have the top 25. Trying to find out where the Huskers are before we get out of here. But Nebraska trying to move up in the top 25 college football poll. Dun, 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 dun. This is great. Nothing. Why do we subscribe to this service? Why? Why do we subscribe to this service? Why? Notre Dame's changing their quarterback. Tommy Rees will be the starting quarterback.
There was a lot of games still affected by weather that you're used to seeing that, you know, one game here and there, but as many as there were on Saturday. By the way, for Vegas point-wise purposes, you must complete 55 out of the 60 minutes of action. Otherwise, your money is refunded. There were several games affected like that and stopped. West Virginia was one of them. I believe Michigan and Western Michigan was one of them. They refund that money. So, like, you think you're going to cover and you're ahead by a large margin, you get the favorite. Au contraire, they get your money back and they give the loser their money back. At last report, several people on the losing end, I think it's Western Michigan, had not came back and got their money. Probably didn't know the rule. Probably just thought, oops. Got a loser here. Chalk that one away. That's casino money after 90 days.
You've never caught a break like that, have you?
Never.
I wonder if you get the same rules from your non-Las Vegas investing people.
Interesting.
Might make a couple calls. I know that was a service pick I heard this week was Western Michigan, so there's a lot of people that need to know that. That you might have gotten a push on that, folks. Hey, we want to thank Tony Harper and Daryl Moores, head football coaches at Hastings College and UNK, for joining us today. And we also want to thank Brett Maher, Jared Crick, for giving us the time, as they do after every Husker game, to chat a little bit. Coming up tomorrow, we'll see you at Bullseyes, as we'll be joined by Steve Sipple, Lincoln Journal star, Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report, and UNK volleyball coach Rick Squires.
See you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy, 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.